It's Sunday, August 25th. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex. He had a last-minute family emergency to take care of, but no worries. We've got lots of video clips coming up, some stuff you won't believe, and including a great guest in-studio, Count Dankula. Excuse me, no, Sargon of Akkad. Sorry, I literally just got back from vacation less than 12 hours ago, so forgive me. Let's just go to the Gregory's clip. This is nice pitch, Schroyer. Go to the Gregory's clip.
Hong Kong protesters wave the American flag in their marches.
Why are y'all holding the American flag today for this protest?
It's because the American flag represents freedom, democracy, and liberty. And we wish to raise the awareness from the American people. And we wish the U.S. Congress can pass the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act as soon as possible.
Saturday's protests in Hong Kong was about standing against Chi-Com facial recognition and the social credit score system. And they used the Pepe the Frog meme as a symbol of freedom.
What does Pepe the Frog mean to your movement?
Actually, we think that it is a kind of sticker that well-known and easily to spread for people to know more about what this protest meaning and what we are doing now.
Have you heard that in America, a lot of the mainstream media and the left are actually saying that this is a racist symbol for some reason?
Yeah, I know this in the recent days, but I think that the creator of the PIP has come out and speak for us that we are not representing the left society, but represent the Hong Kong people.
Yeah, and freedom, I would say, too. It's almost the exact opposite. Thank you for talking to me. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to our audience in America and the world?
Hong Kong people never give up. Never give up.
After the march officially ended, police in riot gear began clearing the streets, and many Hong Kongers stayed to provoke them. The police pushed them in towards a mall. Where the protesters began spraying the ground with soapy water and continued to challenge the police. They began pulling up sewer grates and made a makeshift barricade on the slippery ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the incredible footage from our crew in Hong Kong can be found at Infowars.com. Dozens of reports being filed and more coming. We'll be right back.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
It's Sunday, August 25th, 2019. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. But we've got a couple of great guests that are going to be in studio. Sargon of Akkad is going to be in studio with me today on the Alex Jones Show. And then also Count Dankula will be in studio with Alex tomorrow. And they will be filing some other videos and reports for your viewing pleasure exclusively at Infowars.com and Infowars.com only. Because, you know, they've banned us off Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And then those accounts that they let post InfoWars stuff still, they just shadow ban them, take away their view counts, make sure nobody can see their stuff. But, oh, you still have an account. It's just nobody sees it. And sure, it all came out via Google whistleblowers. In fact, many of them have been in studio or on air with us now. And everything that we reported on going on with the social media and internet censorship has come true. Now, there's so many developing news stories from Hong Kong and Taiwan and China, where we have a crew in Hong Kong, to what's happening with the Renaissance in the West, what's happening with the deep state having to expose itself to try to remain in power, and how this shockwave of a nationalist renaissance that was the election of Donald Trump has now gone worldwide. And so everybody's hopping on board this revolution now, because finally one man has just been brave enough to embark. That doesn't mean Trump is perfect. It means finally a figurehead bucking the system is here. Finally a figurehead that is so hated by the establishment is here and is not willing to back down. And so that's what's going worldwide with Boris Johnson and the Brexit, with everything happening in Hong Kong and other places. And we sit here as one of the most censored news organizations in the West. Why? Because we told you it was all going to happen. And so we've got all these crazy videos coming up. But, you know, what the mainstream media is doing to President Trump right now is honestly criminal. And it's reached a point of insanity that we've not yet seen before. Now, we're going to get into all the Hong Kong news. We've got a lot of developing news stories right here, a ton of video clips to get to, Sargon of Akkad coming up in studio. But you have a CNN panel. Now they've gone, you know, where do you start? Well, Trump talks inappropriately about women. Well, that didn't work. Okay, let's say he rapes women. Well, Trump rapes women. Okay, well, you're already proven liars. Nobody believes that. Well, Trump's tax returns are going to bring him down. So they release the tax returns. Nothing there. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, name the names. Manafort would bring down Trump. He didn't. Cohen would bring down Trump. He didn't. Stormy Daniels. Nothing. And then it's, he's a racist. He's a bigot. He's KKK. He's Nazi. And you think, well, maybe that's about as far as they can go, right? I mean, calling someone a racist, a Nazi, a KKK leader, I mean, this is about as far as you can go. Oh, no. Oh, no. CNN has actually gone farther. You ask, how? Well, here is the clip of CNN now saying that Trump has murdered more people than every communist dictator that is responsible for millions and millions of deaths. Listen to what CNN, they've now gone beyond racist, beyond Nazi, beyond the pale. They've totally untethered from any sense of reality. And this is a CNN panel saying that Trump is now a mass murderer, the likes of every communist dictator that ever lived.
Well, I think that medicalizing politics has three very dire consequences. The first is that it stigmatizes the mentally ill. I've known thousands of patients. Almost all of them have been well-behaved, well-mannered, good people. Trump is none of these. Lumping the mentally ill with Trump is a terrible insult to the mentally ill, and they have enough problems and stigma as it is. The second issue is that calling Trump crazy hides the fact that we're crazy for having elected him, and even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were. He needs to be contained, but he needs to be contained by attacking his policies.
Just pause that shot right there and look at that. No, go back. Just look at this panel. Just look at this panel of limp-necked. I mean, this is unbelievable. I can't believe what I just heard. This is a CNN guest of Brian Stelter's Pennywise. You know, the guy. This is how Brian Stelter gets a guest on air. Come on the air with me. The popcorn's ready. You smell the peanuts? We're all going to float. Just come on, Brian Stelter. Tell him Trump murders millions of people. I mean, it's like, see, where do they go next? That's the question everybody asks. So where do they go next? Now they're saying Trump is a worse than a man who's murdered millions and millions of people. In fact, they're saying his policies are going to do that now on CNN. This is CNN. Who did CNN just hire? Was it Andrew McCabe, the disgraced FBI agent? Oh. This is CNN, reliable sources with Brian Stelter. And don't worry, all of our fake news is yet to bring down Trump. So we're going to take it to the next level, and we're going to say that Donald Trump has murdered hundreds of millions, and he must be brought into justice. Well, so that's what they even said. It starts with mental illness. Trump is mentally ill. No, he's not. You're mentally ill. I mean, if we're going to be, I mean, let's be real, like all jokes aside, if anyone is mentally ill, it's Brian Stelter. I mean, Donald Trump took a drug test and he was on what? I think it was like some kidney prescription or something. He had a couple prescriptions. I wonder what Brian Stelter takes before he goes on air. Or Rachel Maddow. You don't think maybe there's some prescription drugs in there? Hey, I don't know. You guys sit on air and say Trump's mentally ill all day and he's responsible for hundreds of millions of people. I'm starting to think you're mentally ill. We're going to get to all of the big news and all of the headlines at Infowars.com coming up here. But so I have been on a vacation for the last week, and I totally check out normally when I do this. So I'm a little rusty coming on air here. But the good news is the crew brought me some Turbo Force, and this is the real deal. A lot of people say, this is a gimmick. You just do it on air. No. I do this on air because I take the Turbo Force when I need a hit of energy. So this is no joke. And anybody who uses it knows how powerful this formula is for a boost of energy that lasts hours. So I got to take some Turbo Force because I'm a little rusty. I need to get a little extra focus and a little extra energy here. And so I'm going to take some Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, I realized this today, because we pretty much don't even play commercials anymore on our breaks at Infowars.com/show. So it's like, instead of like saying after these commercials, no, it's after these news reports. We're playing like bombshell news reports and during breaks. So this is the only time we really plug here. And we say, please support us at InfowarsStore.com. But you know, I realized something. Support yourself by going to InfowarsStore.com and getting some of the great supplements. Support your own DNA by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the DNA Force Plus. Support your own energy and stamina by getting the Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com and not the sugary, loaded up with high fructose corn syrup that tastes like gasoline energy drinks. I can't stand those. I like the taste of Turbo Force. In fact, it's so good, you drink one packet of Turbo Force, you're like, want another and another, but you can't because then you're going to be jumping off the walls. You already got enough energy from the one packet. So I'm taking my Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com right now. During this break, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support yourself by getting the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm just peeling through all of the news right now, but it's really the same story. And that is, the world is changing. The New World Order has failed. So, really, it just comes down to, where are the chips going to fall at the end of all of this? Trump, President Trump, has been meeting with world leaders today. He agreed to a trade deal with Prime Minister Abe of Japan. And I believe he was also talking to Emmanuel Macron about some trade deals as well. He's been hammering Fox News, says Donna Brazile gives crooked Hillary the questions, and now she's on Fox News. Well, hey, President Trump, let's not forget that Fox News was pretty much anti-Trump until the RNC. Fox News did not get you elected, President Trump. No, in fact, Fox News tried to keep you from being elected. I think maybe the president is remembering that. The president also tweeted this out. The question I was asked most today by fellow world leaders who think the USA is doing so well and is stronger than ever before happens to be, Mr. President, why does the American media hate your country so much? Why are they rooting for it to fail? You know, it really is the fake news media, I think. It really is the fake news media, I think, that has most people just stunned and bewildered at what the hell is really going on. Because unless you understand the backdrop, the fake news media doesn't really make any sense. You're saying, yeah, why are these people lying about you all day long? Why do these people want to see a civil war in this country? Why do they stage things? Why do they lie about things? Why do they attack people? Why do they do this? April Ryan is now going to get sued because she basically had a bodyguard take someone out physically. Well, yeah, the violence against Trump supporters is, there's going to be an exclusive story tomorrow, but this is what the media's done. You say, well, why? Who are these people? Why are they doing this? Yeah, there's something else going on, and people are finally starting to see it, like Jeffrey Epstein getting offed right in front of everybody's eyes, and then we're just told, oh, it was suicide. Suicide, huh? Suicide. Nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying. You know, they do Women for Trump events across this country. They have Women for Trump events. All these different chapters, all these different cities. And they have speaking events. And they get more people. Trump doesn't even go. I mean, maybe he's been to one or two, but this isn't even, the Trumps aren't there. No one from the Trump administration is there. It's literally just Women for Trump independently organizing. They get more people to show up at a Women for Trump event than you have at a Biden rally. And he's apparently leading the polls. Nobody's buying it. Elizabeth Warren can't fill a high school gymnasium. Women for Trump can. And that's without any politicians being there for a speaking event. Kamala Harris, these people are total failures. But even Fox News poll says, four Democrats beating Trump in New Hampshire, where Joe Biden, what was he, in New Hampshire and thinks he's in Vermont? And this is the guy that's supposed to be running? Oh, but see, remember what Alex Jones told you? He said something is wrong with Joe Biden. This was months before all of it came out. Now it's mainstream news. He doesn't know what city he's in. He can't even talk during a debate. He's out of control. Remember how they used to say, does Trump want to win? Does Biden want to win? I don't think Trump really wants to win. He's literally like losing billions of dollars. Yeah, Trump doesn't want to win. He's just like sacrificing it all, this guy. What a strategy. Let's see how it works out for him, Cotton. And then here's Biden. Can't even finish a debate question. Can't even know what city he's in, fumbling and bumbling and stammering and stuttering. He doesn't know what the heck's going on. Can't even keep his hands off the children, even after it goes viral, all these videos of him groping kids. Does Biden want to win? Uh-oh, but remember that old dog that they just won't, you know, or maybe it's like the old dog that you took out back to the woodshed and, you know, it's like, all right, you know, that's it. It's a tough life. And then the dog comes back, except the dog's name is Hillary Clinton. And she's fundraising. And none of these Democrats are doing well in the polls. They know it's fake. They know they have no popularity. You don't think Democrats see Donald Trump's rallies with 30,000 people and then see their rallies with 30 and think, oh, crap. Oh, yeah. But they're total frauds. They'll never let you on. So, but, you know, we don't even mention the fact that you still got all these investigations going on to the spying illegally that Obama did. You're about to have antitrust investigations opened into Google. The guests that were on the Alex Jones Show just this week are probably going to be testifying in front of Congress before the end of the year. Now, we've got just over a year before the 2020 election. And the Democrats have about 6 months, maybe 7 or 8, to really figure out who their candidate is going to be. And they are lost in the wilderness without a map. But don't worry, folks. Fox News is going to be there to hire April Ryan and tell you that Trump is losing to Biden in the polls. It's like the most popular president I've ever seen. It's not even close. Now, when we come back, I am going to be joined in studio by Sargon of Akkad. This is another one of the most banned individuals out there. And I think he may just be down to one platform now, and I think it's Subscribestar. So we're going to be interviewing him live in studio. We'll talk about the censorship. We'll talk about the issues that he sees around the world. But again, we don't play commercials in our breaks, and I happen to love it because when I'm tuned in and I'm on vacation and I'm kind of out of touch from my normal routine, I'm not only getting the live Alex Jones Show or the live David Knight Show or the live War Room that I usually host. We had great stand-in hosts this week when I was on vacation. During the breaks, I'm getting new breaking bombshell reports. I'm hearing from the Google whistleblowers. I'm hearing from people on Congress. So at Infowars.com/show, the live shows are pretty much just all content now, almost no commercials. So I have to tell you about the great supplements at Infowarsstore.com right now before I run out of time in the next 30 seconds because we get censored like you wouldn't believe on the internet. In fact, a lot of people I talk to literally don't believe it. The brand new Super Silver Skin Cream at InfoWarsStore.com. Two different sizes. Check it out for yourself, the ingredients. Research it for yourself, and you will find out why the crew here and the people behind this are so excited about Super Silver Skin Cream at InfoWarsStore.com. Another brand new exclusive product only at InfoWarsStore.com. We wouldn't do that to you. We wouldn't give you fluoridated water.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Sargon of Akkad is in studio with me, and we were just talking during the break, and I liked what you were talking about. We were kind of having some fun. And you were saying, think about all the quote-unquote conspiracy theories of that they claim they try to link to Alex Jones. Think of all of them that have come true. And you were just saying, you were, hey guys, can I get some water? So we brought you a bottled water here. And you said, hey, there's no fluoride in this. I said, no, we're not going to fluoridate. We're not going to give you fluoridated water. But there's one of them.
That's true. That is actually one. The Daily Beast was reporting on it the other day.
So you know it's legit. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, there was a study done and they were just reporting on the study. But it seems that it's legit as it can, as it appears there is evidence for it, that for pregnant women, if they drink fluoridated water, the IQ of their children turns out to be lower. And Alex Jones said they're putting fluoride in the water to dumb people down. I mean, I don't know how he knows, but that came true too.
Let's see, guys, will you guys do a control F search in this story and see if they mention Alex Jones or InfoWars? I would bet they don't.
Oh! Oh, they do it! Hold on! Hold on, read this. Read this. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can. InfoWars founder Alex Jones has frequently railed against fluoride in hyperbolic terms, and his site sells an anti-fluoride, his site sells anti-fluoride products.
It, yes!
It's true, though.
Like, that's... So they write one story insulting us because we sell water filters, and then the next day they have to say, well, Alex Jones was right. You don't want the fluoride.
The thing is, I actually just posted this on my Facebook page because Forbes was mocking Alex Jones. They've got like the 10 craziest conspiracy theories. It's like the fluoride in the water makes you dumb. And it's like, well, I mean, you know.
Hold on, guys. Find that story and print it. Let's go down that list because so that was one of the stories?
That was one of them, yeah.
And it's true.
It's true. And the Epstein Island. That's
that was one of them too.
True. Yeah, yeah.
So let's actually get that whole.
Joe Rogan was going.
Wow. Okay. Sargon of Akkad. You know, you've been censored as well. I mean,
I have.
I don't know if you want to get into the censorship. I don't know if you want to get into just the craziness of all the times. But to me, that's kind of it's almost the same. It's kind of the same vein because we knew the world was kind of going crazy a while ago. Mainstream news and everything is finally starting to catch up. The fluoride in the water, the Epstein Island. So how do you kind of analyze this where just everyday people who are starting to have this awakening, this renaissance, are getting activated and getting politically active and active with free speech and active in changing their own lives, and then you see the social media censorship kind of trying to stop that from happening? I mean, how would you characterize this type of this time in human history?
Extremely divided along partisan lines is the thing that jumps to mind first. The problem is that Silicon Valley is a very, very left-wing place, and they have a particular ethical agenda. And you can hear this in people like Tim Cook from Apple, who sounds like a preacher. It sounds like he's preaching a new kind of secular religion. And I'm an atheist, so I
kind of like almost like a Jim Jones cult or something.
On a much larger scale, yeah. But yeah, so it's they all know each other. They all talk to each other. And we know this because Jack Conte from Patreon said it. He just went on Rubin's show and said, oh, yeah, all the tech giant CEOs all hang out and they talk to each other, et cetera, et cetera. They all basically follow the same agenda. And the reason that I've even come here is because you guys got just nailed off almost every platform in almost the same day. It was like a period of 1 or 2 days. And that was just... I mean, it just screams collusion, doesn't it? It just screams that someone phones someone else up and goes, yeah, let's just get rid of this guy. He's a real pain. And then it was Jack Dorsey on Twitter who was taking loads of flack from left-wing media and pundits and whatnot on Twitter because that Twitter was Alex Jones's last Silicon Valley platform. And he was like, well, he hasn't done anything wrong. And then in the next few days, that was it. He was gone as well. Again, it really looks like it's down to the amount of pressure being put on them to actually take these actions. And then you've got Dr. Robert Epstein, who's been a critic of Google for quite some time. He'd done a study.
And a Democrat voter.
And a Democrat voter. And a friend of Hillary's as well, a personal friend of Hillary's. And he, in his Senate hearing, Ted Cruz, I'm sure you saw it, he said, look, I vote Democrat. I just think this is wrong. It's definitely manipulating the algorithms to shift votes towards Hillary Clinton and away from Trump. And this is a really powerful force, and I think that people don't really understand just how much influence Silicon Valley really has. I mean, it's like a form of kind of cultural imperialism, where California is effectively trying to manipulate the culture of the entire English-speaking world from a very, very small place. Because all of these Silicon Valley tech giants, they're in Silicon Valley. It's like a few hundred square miles in San Francisco. It's a very, very concentrated area of land. And it's not just the CEOs as well. It's also the people who fill the institutions, the people on the trust and safety councils and things like this. Because they're all in the same area, they all kind of end up having the same culture, the same sort of mores. You can tell by their accents. They've all got the same sort of Valley Girl accent almost. The sort of soft-spoken California beta accent, you know. But the people, they move between the companies, you know, they'll get employed by different companies. And so it creates a very kind of homogenous culture. And then you get people from the inside. I mean, like the Project Veritas stuff, where they've just had Google insiders coming out and this has been going on for ages. Look at James Damore, where they come out and say, well, look, we're actually genuinely feeling oppressed in these tech giants because we're conservatives and we can't speak out about any of this. And we think they're doing things wrong. I mean, Facebook has a conservative union. I mean, how bad does it have to be to get conservatives to unionize, you know?
Well, and so, think about it, too. It's almost the people that come out and blow the whistle, regardless of their politics, they're at least trying to keep, you know, a straight line to keep things fair as this whole, I mean, they say it's the Manhattan Project of AI, really. They just want to keep things square. Well, they're all getting, you know, booted or put on leave now because they just say, hey, look, let's, this is what's going on. We want it to be transparent. We want it to be fair. Well, they're all gone. So that, you know, they're just going to probably replace these people with ideologues.
Well, it's not necessarily that, I mean, I don't want to just call them ideologues. I don't know the people that, that we're talking about, but they will end up replacing them from people in the local area because they have to work in those businesses. So they have to come to that place and they'll end up becoming kind of subsumed in that culture. So it's just one of those things where it's not a conspiracy. It's just a kind of natural tendency to shift in that direction because the culture is so much towards the left and it's hostile to the right. It's not tolerant in any way, shape, or form. And that's what the conservatives in Silicon Valley are speaking out about.
Because if you look at the quote-unquote, I guess you could say, liberals or leftists that have had the banning happen to them, like the Krasenstein brothers, well, they got caught running these massive bot, you know, ad campaigns or bot networks, or at least that's how the story goes. I mean, I don't really trust any of this news, quite frankly. But you also had, you know, Louis Farrakhan. He's made statements that I think that they would say, I guess, violate their code of conduct. But so do a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And it's just a pick and choose type of thing. So it's like, hey, they gave us some scalps. Like, oh, no, we're fair. Anybody that's looking at this from a neutral perspective knows that the bias is real.
Yeah. And a lot of the bias as well is also towards, I suppose you could almost describe it as a class bias. Because you get independent left-wing commentators like David Pakman, who also get their channels demonetized, their videos demonetized and deranked and things like this. But then if you look at any of the search results on YouTube, or if you just let the YouTube algorithm play you videos now, go through videos. After the first couple, you'll find yourself on CNN or MSNBC, and it'll just give you a continual loop of the mainstream media. It won't give you the alternative commentators it used to give you. And that's because of an active campaign by people like Carlos Mazur at Vox and various other, you know, just large influential just media commentators and pundits on Twitter mostly, pressuring YouTube. And Susan Wojcicki and Sundar Pichai are just, I guess they just agree. They just agree.
And that's Facebook and Google with those two. And, you know,
YouTube and Google.
YouTube, thank you. Facebook, I forget that lady's name. She is cold, though. I mean, she is no joke. I forget her name. Sheryl Sandberg, I think, is it?
Oh, yeah.
And when do these people get called up to task for the perjury that they've blatantly engaged in? Now we know it.
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to be held accountable. I know. I mean, I've been coming to appreciate Ted Cruz a lot more because he's been very firm on this recently, and he's not letting it go. And so I think that's going to have to be the way forward. I mean, I don't see what else can be done.
And you know, one of the reasons too, what you mentioned, like a YouTube search result will start showing you MSNBC or, you know, CNN. I think some of that has to do with the fact they know they're getting crushed by an average YouTuber out there. So CNN is here like crapping its britches, like, well, how are we going to compete with these guys? We gotta tramp them out of the internet, trample them down, and so independent users lose. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in. Sargon of Akkad in studio with us. We've been talking about all the censorship and how Google and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are trying to rig elections with it. And we now kind of pivot into how it's the mainstream news demonizing these people that get censored to make it justified. But of course, it's not true. Trump supporters are not white supremacists. They're not racist, bigots, homophobes, xenophobes, all the things that they say about us. That's just what they say so that when they ban everybody from YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, oh, it's justified. Look at what the mainstream news said about them. But obviously, it's not really working. And I think what it is, and we're going to go through this list from Forbes, the top 10 health claim, Alex Jones' top 10 health claims and why they're wrong. We'll see how wrong they really were. But before we do that, Sargon of Akkad. This is a cultural revolution that's happening where people are starting to actually, I don't even know how to explain it almost, where people just kind of quit caring just in general about where the world was going, about where they were going, about culture and politics. And they saw it get so bad
that they just kind of got into action. They just said, okay, wait a second. We need to decide about this AI. We need to decide about sexualizing kids. We need to decide about all these different issues, like world government. And it seems like social media in Silicon Valley is doing everything they can to try to stop that renaissance and stop that cultural revolution.
So there was a Project Veritas video. I can't remember the name of the lady that was being recorded now. Maybe you can remember for me. I can't remember what her name was. Jen Janai. She was being recorded and she was saying that Google's very concerned about fairness. But the question is, what's your definition of fairness? And she said in the video that they've come to realize that basically half the country, the Trump voters, just fundamentally disagree with their version of fairness. And I think that what it comes down to is that the left at the moment has a version of fairness in their head that they think equal outcomes is what is fair. But the right wing seem to think that a fair procedure is what creates fairness. So fairness isn't set before you go through whatever the just procedure is. Fairness is whatever the outcome of the just procedure is. And that could be an unequal outcome. And so to the left, that's a complete opposite, and they don't recognize that as being fair. And so if you artificially realign this, the right looks at that and says, well, that's not a fair procedure. I don't think that's fair. And so you've got these two worldviews that are coming into conflict, and they don't really understand one another. And honestly, they spend a lot of time demonizing each other because social media, Twitter, I would say especially, it's like a raging argument that's just constantly going on. And people get on there, jump into an argument and start just throwing insults at one another from the word go, and there is no charity. It's just owning one another all day, every day, and that's creating a really, really unhealthy and kind of cult-like mentality in just a war mode that everyone's in.
Well, and the fairness thing to me, this is the biggest lie of any liberal, if they're the ones either engaging in censorship or cheering it on, is, again, they want to say, oh, you support Trump, you're a racist. I mean, literally, they say every Trump supporter's, you know, a white nationalist. It doesn't matter if there's millions of black people that vote for him or you know, Latino people, whatever. It's just, that's the thing they go to. So they justify it. See, I called you a racist, so therefore you should be censored. And so that's their version of fairness, is that they've labeled you something derogatory, whether it's true or not is irrelevant. They've labeled it. And so that's the mind of a totalitarian. That's the mind of a tyrant. That's the mind of an authoritarian. And then they sit back and they say, oh, Trump's an authoritarian. Trump's a tyrant. And by the way, turn your guns into him. Like, where does this thought pattern even go? I mean, it's just in circles of insanity.
There are definitely manifest contradictions when you say that the U.S. government is being run by a fascist, but also no one should have guns. I mean, that's just crazy.
And again, these people go out in the streets. If Trump was a fascist, they'd all be rounded up and put in a gulag.
Yes, they would, yes. If Trump was a fascist, they wouldn't have platforms.
So I'm kind of like, hey, Trump, be a fascist. Like, you know, let's see it.
I don't want Trump to be a fascist, but I don't think he is. You know, I don't think it's... I mean, you know, you could say that maybe he can be heavy-handed, like his tweets the other day saying he orders companies out of China. I mean, it would have been far more sensible for him to have said, I advocate that companies leave China, because then it doesn't sound authoritarian and he doesn't sound heavy-handed. But the thing is, people have got to remember, he's 72 years old. You know, he's not a young man. And honestly, Americans, why do you keep electing such old people?
And he's from New York, too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah. So he's always been a big talker.
Yeah.
But like Joe Biden is probably gonna be the guy facing Trump, isn't he? I mean, they're both in their 70s. Can we have someone at least in their 60s or in their 50s?
We might get a Marianne Williams. How old's Hillary? Is she 70 yet? She might come on back.
Yeah, she must be about that age, yeah.
So she might slip under the old 70, but I think she's older than that. But when you see her, she looks like she's half one foot in the crypt.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
She's 71 now.
71, right. Oh, God. See, can we just...
But here's the thing, too. You know, you mentioned that tweet about Trump saying, you know, get all businesses out of China.
Yeah.
The problem is, because it could be heavy-handed, I think that's fair to say, but the media then adds so much weight to it by twisting it and turning it. Look, China is destroying us on trade for decades. It's not even, I mean, it's unbelievable. China devalues their currency. China has slave labor. China is not paying people a fair wage. China is polluting their environment. I mean, if you want to say that, they might say, actually, we've created more forestation. But the point is, all of these different things that they complain in the West, the pollution, the low wages, the authoritarianism, that's all going on in China.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so then Trump just says, hey, let's bring this prosperity back to the West
Let's bring our companies back to the West where they can get paid a fair wage and we can employ Americans. And then somehow that's, the media says, well, that's bad. He can't say that. No, of course, if you're an American company, you should bring your company back to America. Why wouldn't you? But I guess that's the big mystery. Well, why do they love China so much?
The answer is because the Chinese government is essentially facilitating slave labor. I mean, people in China work for a very, very low wage in very, very awful conditions. And when they complain, they instead put up suicide nets around the building to just prevent people from jumping off and killing themselves. China is not a very nice place. It's hugely authoritarian. The social credit system that's going on in China is as Orwellian as it comes, and a warning to the rest of the world is this is what your society could become if you don't keep an eye on what the government and social media's interactions are like.
And I think that that's the whole thing, is that China has been engaged in, I mean, it's not even about social engineering necessarily, but they've been...
Oh, I think it is. I think it is about social engineering.
But I think what China's doing differently is that they've already built the infrastructure for the AI to be totally in control. With the facial recognition everywhere, the back doors into everything, that's what they want to see worldwide under a world government. And so you see the protesters in Hong Kong, they're going and literally, they're taking down the facial recognition towers. So it's like the dystopian future of the one world government with an eye on everyone, like the Eye of Sauron, that's already in China in practice, and the people are trying to protest against it. And then they don't even make a news story of it.
Yeah, I think Western countries, and I mean all of them, should have a very firm moral stance on this. It is wrong to do what China is doing. It should not be done in the West, full stop.
But you see, the people that come from China to America are some of the most patriotic people you'll ever meet. Why? Because they dealt with communism. Mm. They dealt with real fascism. They understand and appreciate the freedoms of the West. And, you know, you talk about the partisan divides. I understand partisan divides are always going to be there. I just feel that the lines have been so... It's like, okay, you ever see like baseball, there's the foul line, right? That the dirt, it's like the white dirt on the brown dirt. Well, when they first put it up, the line is clear.
Yeah, it's been dug in very deep now.
But then after nine innings, the line is almost gone and there's kind of white paint everywhere and you're not really sure where the line is.
I think that the divide is becoming a chasm now. I think that, and I think Twitter is responsible for this. I think it's the sort of falling into lanes in social media is amplifying people, the same message that people hear over and over and over, because normally you don't get as much content from one particular topic as you do now with social media. You never used to. You know, you had to be a real expert to get constant day after day after day seeing the same sort of content from the same sort of Facebook pages posting the same thing. So I think that's probably one of the primary reasons.
And I think part of the amplification of that, and this isn't even political, there was even a whistleblower, I think it was from Facebook, that talked about this. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is...
they meant to do it.
Specifically on Twitter, but because I'm banned off YouTube and Facebook, so I can't really measure that stuff anymore. But on Twitter, I can still see it and measure it. People want to put out a tweet that they know is going to be popular.
Yeah.
And so that's what you're saying, is kind of falling into that lane, saying, okay, here's the lane. If I put something popular in this lane, maybe it's really going to go. And that's the dopamine hit. That's the getting the satisfaction from the fake social world of social media, which, I mean, I see it.
It's the gamification of politics.
That's good. It's the gamification of socializing, really, just talking to people.
And not just that, the sort of political divide. Now you gain influence by gaining likes and retweets, and it is just like playing a game. So you're incentivized to go further and further and further. And like you say, you get the dopamine hit, it's addictive. And when they were setting up social media networks, when the co-founder of Facebook, not Zuckerberg, but the other chap, he said that they knew they were going to do it, and they did it anyway.
And it's so obvious that this is what's going on. We'll be right back with more of The Alex Jones Show.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And Sargon Amakad is in studio with us. Now, I want to play this clip and get his reaction to it live on air. If you haven't heard this yet, this is from CNN's Sunday blunder of a show called Reliable Sources with Brian Pennywise Stelter. And he has a panelist on that is now, they're going beyond, folks. I don't know what they're going to say next. Maybe Trump caused cancer or something. So here's a CNN panel saying that Trump is responsible for murdering hundreds of millions of people.
Well, I think that medicalizing politics has three very dire consequences. The first is that it stigmatizes the mentally ill. I've known
this is Dr. Alan Francis,
almost all of them
on CNN.
Well-behaved, well-mannered, good
people. Pause right here, though, because let me explain something. See, you have to analyze these people and their mental gymnastics that they do. They're the ones that did this. They're the ones that said Trump was mentally unfit and politicized medical conditions. That was them, and now they're sitting here saying you can't do that.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years. They've had so many different psychologists doing remote diagnoses of Trump, which is something that a psychologist will tell you they shouldn't do.
Well, I think it's illegal in some regard.
It might well be, I'm not sure, but it's very unprofessional is, I think, the best way to put it, because obviously you need to sit down and actually speak to the patient. Just seeing someone talking on TV is not normally something that I think they would be willing to normally do. But for some reason, CNN can find people who will.
But, you know, Trump, just successful businessman, real estate, television host, family, everything. Yeah, mentally unstable, surely. Not Brian Stelter, you know, Pennywise. But, you know, but this is CNN. So I just want to put that back. Now they go even further and listen to what they say next.
These, lumping the mentally ill with Trump is a terrible insult to the mentally ill. And they have enough problems and stigma as it is. The second issue is that calling Trump crazy hides the fact that we're crazy for having elected him.
Yeah, you're crazy, all right.
Even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were. He needs to be contained, but he needs to be contained by attacking his policies, not his person.
And what did he just do? He had just attacked his person and didn't even mention one policy. And he says, whose policies are so crazy? What policy is so crazy?
I don't know. I actually support what Trump's doing at the moment. I think it's really wild, though, how that was a prediction. That wasn't saying that Trump has already done this. But I don't think that Trump is going to be responsible for tens of millions of deaths. And I don't see that. I mean, even like philosophically, I don't think there's anything in what Trump's saying that is going to cause tens of millions of deaths. He's not really doing anything particularly outside of the norm for a 1990s Democrat.
If anything, the media is doing that. It's CNN that's doing that.
Oh, well, I mean, they're certainly being highly hyperbolic. I mean, this is wild.
But you just look at all the people that wear a Trump hat and get assaulted. I mean, that's directly because mainstream media and Democrats saying that these people are racist bigots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely media incitement. And I actually went on the Victoria Derbyshire show, which is a BBC show in the UK, and confronted her with that. And so she says, well, you admit that words can incite violence. And I just looked at her, well, I've never said that they can't, but why are you doing it? And you're admitting that that's what you're doing. Because I was attacked when I was on the campaign trail in the UK. So, and she just admitted, yeah, we know what we're doing. We know that we're inciting people to give you a hard time and to actually attack you in the streets. And it's like, well...
You know, and when I boil this down from a psychological perspective, it always comes down to the same thing for me. These people, it's beyond a pathological liar. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's like, again, they justify their words causing violence by what? Well, you are a racist. You are a bigot. I'm just calling you what you are. They know that's not true deep down. That's just them rejecting the reality that their politics are losing, rejecting the reality that Trump won despite all their heroes saying he could never win. So this is like their defense mechanism is to just point a finger and name call when they know that they're just losing politically.
It's even worse than that. They call you a racist because they know that you think racism is a bad thing. If you were actually a racist, they wouldn't bother calling you it because it wouldn't have any effect on you.
Well, I mean, America is probably the most racist country on earth. Just, you know, we open the doors to every country, every skin color, every religion. Yeah, but it's fine. We're just horrible. We're just horrible people over here. Everyone's come here.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, Sargon of Akkad is in studio, and he brought this story up, which was from a year ago, just over a year ago, actually. And we're going to be reviewing this from Forbes.com. Alex Jones' top 10 health claims and why they are wrong. Or are they? Or are they wrong? You know, it just went mainstream last week with CNN and a bunch of other people. I'm not sure the origin of the study, but there have already been studies. There were Harvard studies. There's actually been dozens of studies. There have been studies about mercury, but specifically about fluoride lowering IQ. There's been so many studies. It's ridiculous. But a new study comes out. Mainstream news picks it up. CNN picks it up. Everybody picks it up. Fluoride may lower IQ. Women, pregnant women that drink fluoride will lower their child's IQ. It's like, yeah, oh. InfoWars just reported a decade ago. So what do we do when we find this out? We sell a water filter so that when you're drinking the water, you're not getting the fluoride. You're not getting the glyphosates. You're not getting the other stuff that we know is in there, like in some places, lead and other such toxic chemicals. So we just sell, yeah, water. Hey, there's fluoride in the water, lowers your IQ. Hey, let's sell filtered water. Well, what the hell's wrong with you? No, that's smart. And yeah, we have all kinds of supplements at InfoWarsStore.com to help fight against the toxic environment. Probiotics, we've got the DNA Force Plus. We've got the real red pill, and they can sit here and they can try to act like, oh, yeah, you're just selling supplements, you know, but there's nothing to it. Well, go read all the reviews, folks. These are third-party reviews. They have websites that try our products to try to destroy us, and then they have to admit that, okay, yep, the products are actually the real deal. So try the products at InfoWarsStore.com to support yourself. The Turbo Force, the Brain Force Plus, the Bodies, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But so this is from over a year ago. Sargon of Akkad brings this up today. It's kind of actually perfect because it was just over a year ago.
Yeah.
Alex Jones' top 10 health claims and why they are wrong. Okay, well, let's go ahead. Let's break this down one by one. How about that?
Yeah, I love that the fact that the first one isn't a health claim. The government is employing weather weapons. Did they even read their own title? That's not a health claim.
Well, I guess it's a health claim if you're claiming that it's affecting your health negatively, but that's not even what they're getting into.
No.
They make some joke about a movie and an X-Men, and they never get into the actual fact. I went to a government meeting. There's literally a meeting here. It's an official government group in Austin. It's called, Texas Weather Modification Deployment System or something. I've literally gone to their public meetings. Even they admit that there's stuff happening in the upper atmosphere that they don't know what's going on.
Right, okay.
So this is on record, but Forbes just says, oh, Alex Jones says the government's employing weather weapons. That's not true. Well, the government is deploying weather modification strategies. That's just on record.
See, I don't know anything about weather modification, but their refutation here is ridiculous. They've got, at the end of each little segment, explaining, you know, it's HAARP or whatever, they say why this claim is ridiculous. The government is not Halle Berry. The weather is not like a ceiling fan. The weather is extremely complex and difficult to control. Science has not yet advanced to the degree that creating a real hurricane that is too much larger than your toilet is possible. So, I mean, that's just a denial.
Yeah, it's that's
just,
like when they used to say you can't make an atom bomb that could blow up an entire city.
Yeah, you're not actually disproving the claim. I mean, I don't know whether that one's true or not. But if we go on to the next one, the government is using chemicals to turn the people and the frogs gay. That's actually not... Well, I mean, it's kind of what Alex said. I don't know whether he said the government. I think he just said they. But what it was is just corporate malfeasance, where they're dumping a certain kind of chemical into the environment because it's easier than disposing of it properly. And there were two kinds of frogs. I actually made a video reading the study because it was genuinely true. It was genuinely actually turning the frogs... 10% of them went transsexual and actually became female, and the other ones actually did exhibit female characteristics and behaviours. So, you know, you could say it was turning them gay because they were courting male frogs. I mean...
But did you see what they said?
It's not untrue.
They actually admit that he's right.
Yeah.
They say, actually, what Jones did is he referred to a study from California Berkeley, which suggested that exposure to atrazine, a widely used pesticide, yep, is causing gender switching, and it admits that that's true.
Yeah.
So they even admit in their story he was right.
If anything, Alex Jones actually undersold this one. He just said that it was turning them gay. No, it's turning them trans. So
But see, the whole point is like something is happening with the chemicals and the frogs, and that's how you make it go viral. And so, but okay, here's number eight. The fluoride in drinking water is making people dumb. Oops, I guess they missed the Harvard study and then the new study that just came out.
Yeah, and again, why this claim is ridiculous. This is what they say. Okay, if you enter Alex Jones and IQ into a PubMed search, you get the following zero items search results. That's not a refutation. That's not saying that he's wrong. That's just insulting him and calling him stupid. That's just, I mean...
And then they say, did I mention that Jones sells water filters? Yeah, we know. Like, as soon as I found out what fluoride is, I never drank out of the tap. It's like a duh.
I actually still drink out of the tamp like an idiot.
You got to cut that out.
I know, I'll be fluoridated.
You need a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. Can we get this guy a water filter?
Yeah, can I get a complimentary one?
Maybe we've got like a clearly filtered water bottle laying around here because that thing works too. Here's another one. The life-ruining HPV vaccine is being pushed on young women around the world. That's true. The scientists of it came out and said it doesn't even work and it can have a lot of negative side effects. They just had to push it out because they made so many of them. So it's like, again, they just twist
it. Oh, they actually say that here. As the CDC reports, HPV vaccination can have side effects, but most are relatively mild and temporary, such as pain, redness, or swelling in the injection area, fever, headache, nausea, or muscle pain. Only 6% of all reports to the reporting system were considered serious. Well, then, sleep safely enough.
Oh, so he was right again.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess.
They twist it. They always twist it. It's like the report is that they know that this vaccine is having a lot of negative side effects and it's not even that effective, but they made so many, they just have to push it out. And so that's what they do.
There are legitimately things in here that Alex Jones has said that are, I mean, you know, if this was like PolitiFact or something, it'd be mostly true, you know, or at least partially true. And they're presenting it as if nothing that he has said is true. Sorry, some of it is. But I don't know about the HIV one, and they're not even trying to refute this, really. They say this is not the movie Resident Evil. Why would the government be trying to make people gay with drinking water and then wiping people out with the gay-manufactured virus or whatever? But the next one is the government climate change data is fabricated. But there was ClimateGate where the leaked emails came out where they were fabricating the data. And so, I mean, I don't know if that means all of the data or some of the data or just that. I don't know. But
you fabricate any data, it's all fabricated.
Well, I mean, it's at least a bit suspect if they are fabricating some data, isn't it?
Well, and then they do this whole thing, too, where if, like, there's a gust of wind on the Atlantic Ocean, it's a hurricane now. And so they say 500 hurricanes. Well, there's a gust of wind.
Right, okay. A lot of these are quite funny. The next one is vaccines cause autism, which I don't know. But the second one is Sandy Hook. That's not a health claim.
Sandy Hook was staged to promote gun control. Again, but even after the story was... they know Alex Jones has made dozens of videos saying that no Sandy Hook happened, and so they just put this in here anyway. And again, like you said, it has nothing to do with health.
And he's retracted that anyway, hasn't he? I mean, he's made a public apology to the families and stuff. So why bring it up? And then about the supplements, but again, I would say at least half of that has some merit to it.
And then again, they attack the fact that we sell body armor in this story after he mentions that. Okay, people sell body armor.
Like Amazon sells body
armor. I'm not allowed to sell body armor?
I actually bought a stab vest off Amazon.
Good idea.
Yeah, well, I have to go to London often.
Yeah, you need a stab vest over there for sure. And then many claims about the supplements and health products that Jones is selling. And again, they just want to go into this whole thing where, well, if they don't do this or talk to the FDA, then, you know, you can't be proven anything. But just read the reviews. I mean, I've taken the products. People know they work. I don't need the FDA. What has the FDA ever done for anybody anyway?
What I love about this, they've got like John Stewart as the picture on the front of this because he had obviously done a video.
Well, he's a genius. I mean, he's an intellectual giant.
And all of them, the whole Russiagate conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy. I mean, there's just nothing to it. They'd
still sell you that today.
And yeah, well, they still try to frame it as, I didn't totally exonerate him. And it's like, well, there wasn't any evidence that he did it. That's what exonerates him, is the lack of evidence connecting him to Russia.
And you can't disprove something you never did. Yeah, it's literally impossible.
Yeah, you can't prove a negative.
But the media tries to do that every day at CNN and MSNBC. We'll be right back.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in, Sargon of Akkad in studio with us. And we are just Well, we've talked about a lot of things. The social media censorship, the culture shift, revolution happening around the world, the protests in Hong Kong, President Trump talking about that and other things developing. You know, here's a health claim. We just did a list. Forbes put out a list of the Alex Jones health claims that ended up not being true, except they ended up being true. Some of them aren't even health claims. But they didn't mention the 5G, I guess because maybe since this was last year, we didn't have as much reports on this. But, you know, that's kind of the next big one to me. And when I think about the, let's say, the red pill experience or the awakening experience for everybody, there's different things that kind of spur it. But the 5G thing to me is something that I think instinctually the average human knows. All right, I got my smartphone here, put it up against my head. And if I do that for 10 hours straight, probably bad for me. I think the average human would just assume that, right? I mean, you have to have some sort of instinct about this foreign technology interacting with our organic biology. And so I think a lot of people think about it, but they just don't talk about it. They say, oh, the news isn't talking about it, so it's a non-story. But it's all starting to come out, the negative side effects of 5G, but it's just like, oh, let's just roll it out anyway.
I don't know anything about the negative side effects of 5G. I've just seen people being concerned about it. Exactly, yeah, I literally don't know anything about it. But
you probably know, you know, they have Stormy Daniels on comedy shows talking about the shape of Trump's member.
I know that she had to pay Trump more than he paid her, so... But the thing with mobile technology is that it's just not been around long enough to give us long-term effects of what it is. I mean, it could be in like 50 years' time. People can be like, God, well, I can't believe they did this. You know, same with putting thalidomide in, giving it to pregnant women and, you know, various other like scientific mistakes that were made during in the past. I mean, we don't know. We're just assuming because there don't appear to be any immediate adverse effects. But I mean, I'm no expert on this.
Well, have you heard this story? The crew just had it up. There was a 5G cell tower at a school. I believe it was an elementary school. How many kids got cancer? It was like two or three kids got cancer.
Really?
Yeah. Four kids. And then they took it down. Parents blame elementary school cell tower after fourth student diagnosed with cancer. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, but I did hear that like there were examples of birds dying around these 5G towers.
And bees, I think, too. Yeah. Guys, see if you can find that. Birds and bees, I think, dying from it.
Yeah, so it does seem like there might be something wrong with these.
Oh, but you see, the current tech infrastructure can't house the smart security AI totally built in. See, I think that's what this is really all about. Why do we really need 5G? Well, so I can get a video faster. I can get a video in 5 seconds on my phone right now.
Could be 2 seconds.
So,
you know.
But how many people are really clamoring for that? I think that this is all about having a tech infrastructure with the 5G so that the AI, facial recognition, social security, social credit, security alert, whatever, all of that crap, like they have in China. I think this is what it's really about because you don't have the capability to do that on 4G, there's just not enough. If you want to spy on everybody in real time with your own devices and not their cell phone in their pocket, you have to be on 5G and you're going to have that cell phone spying on them too.
Well, I don't know about that, but the real litmus test will be where they put these 5G towers. I mean, if they're in the Hollywood Hills where all the millionaires and billionaires are, then yeah, you know, then they're safe. If they're just in the working class areas, I'd probably have a few questions.
So yeah, so that's what they do now. Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So they have these 5G towers that they try to make look like trees.
Yeah.
Like that's the whole trick because the tower's ugly. So they make it look like a tree. And so these bees or these birds put a nest in a tree or they build their beehive in the tree and then they all get zapped to death.
Apparently so. I mean, I don't know anything about the science of it or anything like that, but I mean, as a regular person, I'm looking at that thinking, well, I don't trust it.
Well, and here's the thing. If you've ever been, I did a report on this. If you go down to these cell towers, it says, do not stand anywhere near this tower. You're going to die.
I saw the pictures of them setting them up and the huge body suits that the guys setting them up are wearing.
Like a hazmat suit.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't exactly fill me with confidence, you know.
Well, it's kind of like the guy from Monsanto, who was talking about glyphosates. Oh, he had a little sample of glyphosates in like a little glass jar. He's like shaking it. He's showing it to the camera. This is perfectly safe. Nothing wrong with this. And then they say, okay, drink it. And he's like, hell no, I wouldn't drink that.
So what is a glyphosate?
And glyphosates are chemicals that they use in, like, I believe it's chemical runoff from pharmaceuticals and I think maybe from some pesticides. And it gets into the water, like people flush their pharmaceuticals or, you know, stuff like that.
Turns the frogs gay.
It turns the frogs gay, sure. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing where, and they would never do this, say, oh, the 5G is perfectly safe. Really? Why don't you go up and sit in that tower for one night? Just go ahead and just, you know, put a little, you know, hanger up there or something. Just hang out for a night. And they'd say, hell no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the Alphabet News networks that you had the children getting cancer from, wasn't it? And yeah. So it's not like it's, you know, some weird thing, is it? But, I mean, I do think that a lot of this is not as well tested as I would prefer it to be.
And so don't you think there's a lot of that, maybe just natural human greed is to blame, but you have these companies that roll these things out and it ends up, you know, negatively affecting the health of potentially millions of people, like a 5G or a Monsanto weed killer and, you know, big pharmaceutical runoff. And then they just want to somehow be above it or they want to blame somebody else. But I mean, to me, that those are the things that it's really all about that other news won't report on. Why? Because guess who sponsors their shows? Big pharmaceutical companies, big food manufacturing companies, the people that use the 5G, the cell phone companies, they're never going to do a report on how the 5G is going to kill you.
Well, I mean, in their defense, they had at least shown that parents had pulled the kids out of the schools. And
yeah, guys, pull that story up again. Now, this went mainstream, so at a certain point, they have to cover it. But you know that they'd rather not. Yeah, that was a CBS coverage right there.
Yeah. So it's you know, it's nothing that people on Twitter can just dismiss as crazy conspiracy nonsense. This is actually a news organization with journalists that they have to respect, don't they?
Well, if they say that Trump's bad, then yeah.
They probably do.
But if they say something else, well, you know, maybe they're not to be trusted. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's kind of the watermark these days.
I guess it is. I'm so glad to be drinking non-fluoridated
water. Yeah, you know, you got to get that fluoridated water out of your life, man.
I've been drinking it for my whole life. I never,
it's not too late.
I guess it's not.
We're going to get you a Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine. I was on vacation.
Yes.
I probably didn't have the best health. I may have had a Bud Light. And I doubt that beer companies filter their water. Maybe they do, but... So I took a bunch of nascent iodine this morning. We're going to get you got to get the Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine that fights the bad halogen, the fluoride, and hopefully it's not too late. We can give you your pineal gland back.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Would you like that?
I would. Thank you very much.
All right. You know what? We're going to get the Survival Shield X2 from InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to bathe Sargon of Akkad in it. He's just going to take a shower in nascent iodine from InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Just looking at some of the headlines here, it's like Trump said, the biggest question he gets asked when he meets with world leaders, why does the mainstream media hate America so much? I don't know, they seem to like China. This story is from The Hill, headline, Trump roasts media for criticizing pullout of U.S. companies from China. Yeah. You stay in China where, you know, you can pay people a nickel a day. Stay in China where you can pay somebody a bag of rice so that they can feed their family. Stay in China where you can work at a factory where they have suicide nets and abortuaries on site. Stay in China where they get away with tax-free institutions working with the government. They sell trade secrets. They sell technology secrets. Stay in China. Screw America.
It's good for their bottom line.
Isn't that funny? But you see, the mainstream news in America wants that. Why? Because, again, most of their advertisers probably moved to China. So that's how that works. We were just looking at this. Third local dengue fever case confirmed in Miami-Dade. It's the third locally transmitted one. They've had at least four others. Mosquito-transmitted disease. No vaccines for it yet. They'll probably come out with one tomorrow and sell it for top dollar. But, hey, we've got all-natural bug spray at InfoWarsStore.com. So publish that story, Forbes. InfoWars hosts reports on a mosquito-transmitted disease and then tries to sell you bug spray. Yeah, what's the point of bug spray? It's like, yeah, we're trying to sell organic bug spray that doesn't have the DEET in it that causes cancer. In fact, this is kind of what we were talking about. I had a buddy who worked at a, I won't say the name of the company, but it's one of the biggest bug spray manufacturers. I mean, you could pretty much guess. When they go in with some of these chemicals to put it all together and get it ready for the final stage, they're literally in hazmat suits. Like the people you're saying up installing the 5G, it's the same thing. But then, oh, go spray it on your skin. Nothing to see here.
So I can't help but notice you've got an article there from, I can't remember, but about AOC and the Electoral College being affirmative action. I've seen the headlines of this, but I haven't managed to have a look at it yet. But,
here, take a look.
Yeah, please, if you don't mind. That's
the dumbest woman in the history of government right there.
She's not that dumb. She's more really, really, really partisan.
Okay, now, hold on.
It's hard to tell the difference.
I'm going to change your mind right here.
Go on then,
I'm going to change your mind right here on air. Yeah. Guys, can we pull up the brand new AOC video where she's playing with a penguin at the zoo, please?
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. You tell me. Let's get a look at this congresswoman her maturity level and her IQ clearly skyrocketing. Guys, if we could just, it's okay. It's on her Twitter. On the official Cortez Twitter. The crew is going to have it for us in no time. You won't believe this video. And okay. I'm telling you, she's done things. You've seen the things where she's like sitting on her like hands and knees, like drinking wine, like eating grapes, like with a, like building furniture or like, she does all this weird stuff. You wonder, they drug tested Trump. I'd like them all to get drug tested. Not even like, let's just know, like what medicine are you on? Like, I don't even care if you take medicine or hell, you can be doing meth. I just think the people need to know, but wait till you see this. Because, so here's the story, though, with the Electoral College. They're basically saying, it's built for, okay, all right, they have the video now. Let's look at the video. This is a real video from Cortez's Twitter. She's celebrating this. Look at this. Can we go full screen, guys? Let's go full screen.
It's bizarrely childlike, isn't it?
She's literally running up. Yeah. I did this when I was 5.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just replay that one more time. I just want to highlight the high IQ of this congresswoman.
It is really cringe.
Did her babysitter take this video? Look at this. I mean, okay, I get it. Like, you're having fun at the zoo. You're a congresswoman, not a 12-year-old girl. Oh, but I guess the IQ level would say the latter, wouldn't it? Look at that. Unbelievable.
This article, what she's posted here is actually amazing because, A, there's no way that she's against the idea of affirmative action. And so she can't possibly criticize the Electoral College along those lines. And then she says, it's not about fairness at all. It's about empowering some voters over others. Every vote should be equal in America. Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Because if you're broken up into a series of states and then some states encourage mass immigration and then you abolish the idea of the votes being separated by states, then you're deliberately weighting the electoral system in your favor. So it is part of a very cunning strategy, and I think the Democrats do know what they're doing because these are very open borders people.
So you think that her claim here about the Electoral College making the voter count, the vote count even more, you think she realizes how dumb that is? She just says it anyway?
I think it's more Machiavellian. I think this is all part of a strategy because, I mean, normally she'd be
entirely... Now, keep in mind, this is a girl who just got caught playing with a penguin.
Yeah, but I mean,
the penguin was cute, but...
But you have to understand, I think that she has this kind of... I think that it's a lot more of a front and an act than you're giving her credit for. I think, because you'll notice in a lot of the interviews, she'll go like big eyes and go, well, I'm just a little girly, sort of that sort of attitude.
Like she's been trained.
Yeah, exactly. And then she'll come out swinging when it's against a particular opponent in the most sort of harsh terms. And it's like, you can see that it's like a night and day shift, like Jekyll and Hyde almost. I think it's very much and I think that a video like that is, aren't I just a lovely, kind, tolerant progressive. It's like, no, I think she's actually quite dangerous, really.
So you think that it's all very, very
staged,
Machiavellian and planned out, like the whole fake picture. Did you see the fake picture of her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. And that was very planned out as well. So, yeah, I think she's got a campaign around her who are stage managing what she does. And I think that she knows what she's doing.
Well, let's get into some other big news here, though. We've got a bunch of reports, and we should be building this up more. You know, it's not cheap to send a crew to Hong Kong, but, you know, and in fact, the perfect thing, too, is all these reports at Infowars.com from our crew in Hong Kong. A couple headlines. Must watch. Amazing footage of Hong Kong protesters defying communist Chinese-controlled police. Our crew out there, Gregory and Savannah Hernandez, were literally in the middle of all of it. Another one. This was great, though. Mainstream media hacks livid InfoWars, exposing truth of Hong Kong protests. Now, we've got Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez still out there. They're filing reports. They're going to InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson is out there as well. But, see, I've been dealing with this for a while. Savannah Hernandez is kind of a new reporter, and she's going out reporting on Hong Kong. Her videos are being totally censored on Twitter. She can't even believe it. I'm like, yeah, welcome to InfoWar. And then she gets heckled by these people out there, probably cameramen for some mainstream news source, saying, oh, InfoWars, you know, InfoWars, oh, what are they doing out here? And it's the same thing every time. It's like, well, why is your voice so important but not ours? Why is InfoWars so bad but not you? We're the ones that are tomorrow's news today. They can't deny it. I think that's why they hate us. I think that they wish, and most of it's their own cowardice. Anybody could report on the stuff we report on. They just don't do it.
It's something they call gatekeeping. Journalists are actually very much aware that they are the choke point between what comes in and what is received by the public. Again, Carlos Maza from ex-Vox.com propagandist made a video explaining this, how the information comes in and they editorialize what they publish. And even if they were to publish an article that is entirely accurate, the things that they put in and the things that they leave out is all an editorial decision. And so this is how I think that they are aware that they are controlling the flow of information. And you're right, they don't like alternative media going and doing it instead, and they have no control over that. They don't like it.
And there's so many different angles to measure here, because you've got the one angle of the censorship that's they just don't want this information getting out there with certain stories. There's another angle where they don't want certain individuals or certain entities, like, say, InfoWars, becoming popular. But because the truth is, and this is how they game the whole system, the truth is that even you are probably more popular than the average CNN host. You could do a video on YouTube and probably get more videos, more views than any other CNN host could ever do, and they get totally pushed. That's what they hate. They can't stand the fact that an individual citizen can harness the power of the internet and social media and be more popular than quote-unquote news.
Mm. I mean, there are concerns for having such an open field. Like, for example, a lot of the things that Alex Jones has said have been shown to be right on a long enough timeline.
Like, they could have all reported on an Epstein Island. They didn't do it. They were in with these people.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Final segment of this Sunday show, and then it's right back at it for InfoWars tomorrow, as every weekday. David Knight starts the InfoWars live broadcasts every weekday at 8 a.m. Central, right on through 11 a.m. Central. Alex Jones Show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then I host The War Room from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. weeknights, all at InfoWars.com/show. It's been an amazing ride here at InfoWars. Just in the over 3 years that I've been here now, we've seen incredible growth. And this is in the face of the censorship, the face of the demonization, the face of the lawfare, the face of everything. Thanks to this audience, we are still here and trying to expand. Now, what does that mean? That means we're hiring more people, we're doing more live broadcasts, and we have a crew in Hong Kong right now. And you can just see some of the incredible footage that the crew has been compiling at InfoWars.com. You can see all of the reports, the exclusive footage of the standoff with the police and the protesters. Just look at that behind the scenes HD footage. It's all at InfoWars.com. And again, if there was any other, it's really a miracle of journalism beyond that. But just for this instance, in this regard, it's a miracle of journalism that InfoWars is able to do any of this. The attacks against us, the censorship against us, and we're sending crews to Hong Kong.
It's all thanks to this audience. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot salute you enough. You make InfoWars go by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't just support InfoWars. Support yourself by stopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Support yourself by trying the all-new Super Silver Skin Cream. Support yourself. Support your skin. Support the biggest organ, your skin, by getting the new Super Silver Skin Cream at InfoWarsStore.com. I look forward. This is brand new. I haven't tested this yet, so I look forward to testing this. But I've tried all the other supplements, and they are great, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we've got multiple options, the grapefruit, the lavender scent, or unscented. It's the Super Silver Skin Cream, and it's already 25% off. This is really good price here for such a, I'm sure, advanced product, the Super Silver Skin Cream. Probably nothing else like it, much like the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. So support yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And support free speech by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, okay. So, I don't know what you want to get into here. We got a couple crazy stories. I mean, the Epstein stuff, they just offed that guy right in front of everybody. You've got royals going there, Hollywood types going there.
We can definitely talk about Epstein. I've already done one sort of documentary-style video on it. I'm going to make another one as well because there's been so much going on. But Prince Andrew is really... I mean, the idea that he can say he had no idea, not even a suspicion that Jeffrey Epstein was up to something untoward is ridiculous, especially as he's photoed holding Virginia Guffrey's waist with Ghislaine Maxwell right there. And he continued to be friends with him after he was convicted for being a paedophile. So the idea that he can say, oh, I had no idea... is absurd. And these kind of rumors have dogged Andrew for quite some time. He's known to have been a kind of party boy in that regard. So it's just wild how he can just say, oh, I had no idea, I didn't know anything. But what I find really interesting about this is that Donald Trump, I think, has been kind of dog whistling, saying there's something really dodgy with Epstein for quite some time. Because in 2002, I think it was, he said, oh, you know, Epstein likes them younger and things like that. And that's a weird thing to say. If you're part of some sex trafficking cult or something, you don't say that sort of thing. You keep that on the down low. But in 2015 CPAC, Donald Trump was asked about Bill Clinton. And he said something to the effect of, nice guy, but I think he's going to have a lot of problems coming up with the island and Jeffrey Epstein. In 2015, he said this.
Wow.
And yeah, you can find the clip going around Twitter.
It's kind of like the clip, I don't remember what it is, but he said Pizzagate. In some interview before Pizzagate was ever even a thing.
I don't know about that one, but...
No, that's a crazy one.
I've seen the clip. I'm going to put it into this next sort of documentary-style video I'm going to do, because it's just one of those things where it's like, if Donald Trump was involved with this, then he probably wouldn't be mentioning it in public. You know, he'd be keeping it on the down
low. And he wouldn't have kicked Epstein off of his resort.
Yeah, he banned him from his resort for harassing some girls there.
They were trying to recruit some of the people that were working there, some of the younger girls.
Yeah, that's how they got Guffrey, who's filed the charges. And the unsealed documents are really interesting as well, because in the unsealed documents, the charge is not being made against Epstein. It's actually being made against Ghislaine Maxwell.
Who still walks free.
Who's still at large, yeah. And no one actually knows where she is, and, you know, there's the...
Well, I saw a report she's just hanging out in Boston.
There have been a few conflicting ones, actually. So, okay. You know, who knows where she is. But, yeah, the allegations against her. And I was going... I've read through about two-thirds of the files now, because there's like 800 pages of them. I just haven't had time to finish them. But one of them was from a chap called Rizzo, who used to work for the Dubin family. And they'd gone to their house for dinner or something. And Epstein and Maxwell had come in with a young girl. And she was, you know, head down and silent. And they told her to sit, like, you know, there's an island in the kitchen, and sit at the table. And she sits there with her head down, and according to his testimony, just looks there. And they go out of the room. And so Rizzo and his wife had just left there. And they're like, well, this is awkward. What are we going to do? And so they introduce themselves to her. And then they realize she's on the verge of tears. And so they ask her what's wrong. And she just starts crying and blurting out that she's been on an island. She doesn't know how she's got back. And Epstein and Maxwell were demanding sex. And this guy, I mean, you know, all of these sort of allegations. And this guy's freaking out. He's like, oh, my God, you know. And then he asks her, well, how old are you? And she just says, I'm 15. So... I mean, it's really, really... I do think we are, in this case, seeing the tip of the iceberg.
And I think, you know, this is so crazy, because we had the WikiLeaks emails coming out, and you had all kinds of weird stuff in there, a lot of it can be directly linked to what the FBI and the CIA say are, you know, code words and stuff for pedophiles. But
I don't know about the Pizzagate stuff. That's the thing. This is straight from the testimony.
But what I'm saying is the whole Pizzagate thing is just that pizza is a code word for pedophiles on the internet. And there was some weird pizza stuff in the WikiLeaks. The real Pizzagate, though, is Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, it is Pedophile Island. But part of me wonders, too, because how much of it, how many of these people are actual sexual deviants? How many of these people just do it for power, almost, or blackmail? Because one of the WikiLeaks, I don't know if you saw this one, talks about somebody sent it from Hillary's campaign or something, and the Podestas or something. I forget which one it is, but it talks about having children, I think it was age 5, 7, and 12, in the hot tub for your entertainment.
Yeah, I did see that. But again, I don't know anything about it, so I don't want to comment on it. But the according to Virginia Guffrey, apparently their entire lives revolved around sex. And reading through the testimony of, like, you know, the cab driver, the limo drivers and the airplane pilots and other people involved, I mean, like you said, their entire lives revolve around sex. And then when you hear the description of the young girls, because there are multiple descriptions of these, like, 14, 15-year-old girls who all act in the same way. They're all completely silent, and they just keep their heads down, and they never talk to anyone. So it really does look like it's about power and control over these people, because, like, there's nothing, like, legally or physically keeping them in place. It's all about coercion, and it's all about manipulation, and obviously, like, you know, a sex addiction, it seems, you know. And so, yeah, it looks like it's about control. It really does.
And because that's the thing, too, again, I mean, obviously sexual deviancy is a thing amongst these groups, but, you know, sex addicts, I mean, there's a lot of people out there. They're not putting people in hot tubs for your entertainment. They're not hosting orgies on a private island, you know, trying to get young women there.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, like, when you've got as much money as they've got, I mean, there's probably no end to the amount of young, not young, but, like, you know, adult women who would happily do this legally, consensually, and so there'd be no problem. But this seems to have been done coercively with underage girls. So that's obviously, like, some fetish of theirs or some desire that they had. And honestly, I'm glad that it's all coming out.
Well, I wonder how much is going to come out because, I mean, they were able to just, I mean, come on.
They got away with it for years.
They murdered with it. Jeffrey Epstein was obviously offed. I mean, the only other thing that you could even, the only other logical conclusion I could reach about Jeffrey Epstein's fate was that they basically did a body switch and put him in witness protection.
Well, this is the thing.
But I don't think that happened. I think he got choked out. Somebody murdered him.
Well, that's where I would stand as well, because it's safer for them to have him dead. You know, because I saw his little black book, and the unredacted version was actually leaked to the internet as well. And it's
wild.
And
the phone numbers were legit.
Yeah. And what the most interesting thing, though, is you can see through the book, because, like, the important people he would network with would have, you know, sort of so-and-so and their surname, so-and-so and their surname. But then you would go through and you see just the individual girls' names, like Carrie or Christy or something. No surname, just a number. And it's like, okay, I think they are going to be the girls who are being...
All right. You have a YouTube. Tell people where you've done the documentary. Tell people where they can find your stuff.
You can just put into Google Sargon of Akkad YouTube. If you just put in Sargon of Akkad, the search results have actually been manipulated by Google, so I don't come up.
Shocking.
Yes.
So Sargon of Akkad, he's done an Epstein documentary you can find on his YouTube channel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You'll
be doing more reports with Alex Jones coming up. That does it for the Alex Jones Show today. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.